Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. The first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 65 degrees. It's a little windy outside, and it's getting darker because it's still wintertime in the desert, as Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and it's still wintertime. Even though this is the end of February, we're still celebrating winter weather in Las Vegas. So that's the weather report for right now in Las Vegas. So if you come to Vegas, make sure you bring long sleeve sweaters, long sleeve shirts, long sleeve jackets, and wear long pants so that you can be warm in this winter weather. All right. Well, let's talk NBA football, NBA basketball. All right, DJ Papa D, what's going on with the NBA today? Let's start with the West Coast, the Western Conference, and tell me what's happening with the Northwest Division.
In the Northwest, the Utah Jazz are still on top with 24 wins, followed by the Portland Trail Blazers with 18 wins. Then it's the Denver Nuggets with 16, the Thunder with 12, and the Timberwolves with 7.
Okay. Well, it looks like Utah is leading the way, and they've been leading for a while. I guess they're just going to run away with that conference or that division, huh? All right. Well, what's going on with the Pacific Division?
Yeah, in the Pacific Division, the Lakers and the Clippers are tied at 22 wins, followed by the Phoenix Suns, who have 19 wins. The Golden State Warriors have 16 wins, and Sacramento has 12 wins.
Wow, that division is getting close. The Lakers and the Clippers are playing it for the title right now. That's a good league, and that's a real good division, because they, all of them, have at least 16 wins. So that's an outstanding division. I think all of those teams will probably make the playoffs. Okay, what about the Southern Western Division? Southwest Division.
In the Southwest, The Spurs are on top with 16 wins, followed by the Grizzlies, the Mavericks, and the Pelicans. All three teams have 13 wins, and at the bottom, it's the Houston Rockets with 11 wins.
And how many wins did you say the Spurs had?
16.
16. Wow. They're only 3 wins on top of the Memphis Grizzlies and the other 2 teams in that division. Wow. That's a close division right there. Wow. That's really tough. Okay. So let's go to the Eastern Conference. And let's see what's happening in the Central Division.
In the Central Division, Milwaukee Bucks are still on top with 18 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 15 wins. And then it's the Chicago Bulls with 13 wins. Cleveland is in fourth place with 10 wins. And the Detroit Pistons are pulling up the rear with 11 wins.
Wow, that division is looking really bad. Those teams aren't playing ball at all. I wonder what's going on. I guess they don't have Larry Bird in the Boston division, so the Celtics ain't running the show no more. All right, let's go to the Atlantic division.
The 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets are tied for first place with 20 wins, followed by Toronto with 16 wins. Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks both have 15 wins.
Wow. You know, everybody in the sports news is talking about the Brooklyn Nets are the best team in basketball. They're saying if they get all of their players back, they're going to be better than the Lakers. So that's a team to see, because they're saying those two teams will probably end up in the NBA Finals. It'll be the Boston Nets versus the Los Angeles Lakers or the Los Angeles Clippers. Those three teams are the best teams in the NBA right now. And it looks like the Boston Nets are really on a roll because they're coming fast. All right, let's go to the Southeast Division.
In the Southeast, the Charlotte Hornets are on top with 14 wins, followed by the Miami Heat, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Orlando Magic, all with 13 wins. And at the bottom are the Washington Wizards with 10 wins.
Wow, that division is really close. Everybody is fighting for the title in that division. 4 teams in the running for the championship of that division. All right, well, that sounds good. Sounds like the NBA is off to a running start, and they got a few teams that are trying to come up from behind, and they're looking good. But nobody is as good as Utah Jazz. They got 26 wins, you said? Wow, they're running away with this. They got the most wins in the NBA right now.
Yep.
They're leading the Western Conference, and they got more wins than the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So Utah is on the run, but here comes Boston. I mean, not Boston, but Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets are actually getting recognized. You know, Brooklyn's owned by Jay-Z. Did you know that?
I do know that he has ownership interests. That is correct.
Yeah, he's the owner of the Brooklyn Nets because they were on the bottom for a while, so it was an easy buy for him because he didn't have to spend a whole lot of money to get access to that team. But now he probably has to pay a little more because they're starting to run for the championship of the division. So that's what's going on in the NBA right now. So we need to watch the Western Conference with the Pacific Division and the Northwest Division, and then watch the Atlantic Division on the East Coast and watch the Southeast Division on the East Coast. Because those four divisions are really doing big things in the NBA. All right. Well, I have a joke for you, DJ Papa D. There was a man that went into the bar, and he was really upset, and he told the bartender to give him a triple shot of vodka on the rocks. And the bartender mixed his drink, and the man sat there and drank his drink, but he was really upset. And so the bartender asked him, he said, "Why are you so upset?" He said, "Man, I went home and found my woman in bed with my best friend." And he said, "Oh, wow, yeah, that can really make you upset, all right." And then he fixed him another triple shot of vodka on the rocks and handed it to the guy. So when he finished his first drink, he could start on his second drink. And then he asked him, he said, "So what did you tell your wife?" And he said, "I looked her in the eyes, and I told her I didn't want her no more and to get out of my house, pack her stuff, and go. I'm sick of looking at her, and I don't want her nowhere around me." And the bartender said, "Yeah, that's good. Okay, okay. So tell me, what did you tell your best friend?" The man said, "I looked him in the eye, and I looked him dead in his face. And I got close, and I put my finger in his face. And I said, 'Bad dog.'" That's a joke for G-Money, the pimp comic. That's one of our favorites, our new jokes for the listening audience. All right. Well, I guess I have another joke for you. I guess I can tell it to you a little later on. I'll wait on that one. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, "All right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money." So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up, and I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, "Whoa, he's on fire."
We'll be right back.
and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties. Titties hadn't grown up yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I have another joke for you. There was a plane full of passengers, and they were flying across the sky, and one of the engines in the plane blew out, and there was a big crash, and everybody looked out the window, and they saw the motor was on fire, and then they got worried. And then they heard another engine on the other side crash, and it blew up. And it was making a lot of noise, and there was fire coming from the engine. And the people were on the plane, and they were hollering and screaming and fussing, and they were looking at the flight attendants for some kind of assurance that everything was going to be all right. And They weren't comforted. They were just hollering and screaming. And then they looked up, and one of the pilots had walked out the cockpit, and he was standing up all proud and tall, and he said, "Everybody calm down. Everything is under control. We have the situation in hand. So all you have to do is calm down and be patient. And we're going to take care of the situation." And then the pilot walked over to the door of the airplane, and he started reaching down under the seat, and he started pulling out packages, and he started handing them to the flight attendant. And one of the passengers said, "Hey, that looks like you're handing out parachutes." And the pilot said, "Yes, that's right. That's what they are, parachutes." And they said, "I thought you said the plane was in good hands. What are you getting ready to do?" He said, "Well, we're getting ready to go get help." That's another G Money joke or story from the past. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you one of G Money's stories, one of his jokes. All right, DJ Papa D, it's time for us to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's story time. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
It's 2019. Happy New Year. It's a new year. And we hope everybody has New Year's resolutions to make them have a better life. That's right. You should be trying to change your life so that you can live a holier existence. You can live a better life and have better relations with the neighbors, with your citizens in your neighborhood, with the kids that you go to school with. Everybody should have a better relationship with the people that you live around, because this is 2019. This is a new year, and it's time to get right. That's right. G Money said, "Get right, be right, okay." That's how we're doing it all day long. We're trying to get ourselves right and prepare for the next life. That's right. I believe in the afterlife, the life after. So I'm telling everybody they need to get themselves together, and you need to think about some things that you need to change in your life. So let's sit back and think about some of the things that I had to change in my life. Well, I wasn't a violent person, so I didn't really have a lot of enemies that I had to change my attitude towards. But those of you that got enemies and you get mad at people because they don't like what you say, or they get mad at things that you do, well, then you can change that. You change your attitude toward them, and you be a better person. Like Michael Jackson said, we need to look at the man in the mirror, and you need to change your attitude about who you are and who you're going to be and the people that you hang around. You need to be a better person. So this is what the new year brings, the opportunity for you to change your lifestyle and to become a better person. Now, that was one of the things that I suggest people change their attitudes toward man and toward women, too. And women, you need to change your attitude toward a lot of men, because all men ain't out to do women wrong. They just don't know any better. So you need to learn how to deal with the men on their level so that you can be a better person. And if you treat the men right, then the men will treat you right. That's how it goes all day long, because everybody's in it to win it, you know, girls. Guys, you got to be better people to get a better relationship with people. So that's another thing that you need to do. Another situation that I think people need to check themselves on is those people that do dope. I'm not talking about smoking marijuana. I'm talking about doing heroin, doing acid, speed, doing crystal meth, doing crack cocaine, and doing cocaine. You got to give that up, because that don't make you no better person. It puts you in a worse situation. And you got to think about that. If you're spending all your money getting high, you can't pay your bills. And you can't live a good life if you can't pay your bills and you're living outside in the street and you're living on the curb. That ain't a good way to live. So you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Get your attitude together and become a better person, because that way you can live a long, healthy life.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radmanovic, shot from Dr. Seta screen, Kobe around it, hand on the shot clock. Kobe, starting to establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake. The most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq. And Shaq passed it back. He scored from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with flair. And he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with attack. Yes, Kobe scored with attack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together, and Kobe with me. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would hit the ball, and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable, and he could dunk He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team, for 18 years, in the NBA, for 21 years, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family success. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. I have a $50 cash prize that I want to reward a fan club member if he can just name the name of this movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie. And if you can call in and be caller number 8, and you know the name of the movie, then you'll win $50 cash money, just like that. So all you got to do is be caller number 8, call into the studio, be caller number 8, and have the name of the movie, and you win $50. Okay. 5 minutes to call in and name the name of this movie. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
All right. Well, that's a good clip. All right, DJ Papa D, play the clip one more time for our listening audience so they can make sure they heard everything in the clip. And then we'll give them 5 minutes to call into the station to identify the name of the movie. And if they get the right name of the movie, they can win $50. Okay. DJ Papa D, play the clip again.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
All right. Well, we're looking for caller number 8. So, fan club members. And you have to be a fan club member to participate in this drawing. So you call storytimewithgmoney.com. Go to the fan club information section and sign up as a fan club member. And that way you'll be eligible to participate in any of the cash giveaways that we have on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, G-Money's radio show always has money to give away, because I'm G-Money. All right, DJ Papa D, we got 5 minutes, and we're looking for caller number 8. So play a song right now, DJ Papa D. How about I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting on You to Come to Me. That's my country western song, y'all. It's a funky beat with a real good lyric base. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me.
to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six back of beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. Come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. Yeah, that's my favorite country western song. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All right, well, we are in the middle of our 5 minutes waiting for caller number 8 to call in and claim the $50 cash prize. And I think time is up. So, DJ Papa D, did we get eighth caller? to call in and claim the money?
No winner today.
Oh, no winner again today. Oh, well, I have to save my $50 for tomorrow's show because I'm giving away $50 to a fan club member to just be a call-in guest, and he can win $50 or she can win $50. They don't have to answer any questions or answer any songs or anything. They can just be the number caller that I asked for, and they can easily win the money. So I'm putting this $50 in the pot until tomorrow. So I guess the clock on the wall really says that's all. It's time for us to go. I got to get out the air chair, and I got to go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my show on social media so everybody around the world can follow the show. And I want to thank DJ Papa G for being my studio engineer and helping us with the sports and with the story, and even listening to a couple of my funky jokes. Yep. All right. Well, until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I want to say stay safe, wear your mask, enjoy your social distance 6 feet from any people that you're walking around on the outside. And make sure you wash your hands every opportunity you get, because every time you touch something, it's a dirty surface that you're touching. So make sure you wash your hands at every opportunity. Okay, I'm G Money. God loves you, and I love you too. And I'm out of here till tomorrow. Good day, DJ Papa D. Play our prayer so that we can pray to stop this virus, because we need God's help. So I'm out of here. Good night. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.